Why are you here? Don't you dare bow to me. What? Are you doing that out of fear? Do you expect me to smite you if you do not kiss my feet with respect? Who do you think I am, Zeus? No, you do not have to do such a thing. You're doing it because I'm a god? Well, don't. Us gods do not deserve the respect you think we do. Gods are just like you humans. We're just another speck on this universe. So why do we deserve any better? It doesn't matter if I have powers or not. We are still the same. We feel the same emotions as you humans. We see the things you see. My heart beats the same as yours. No, you do not have to apologize. I can understand why you're acting this way. Some of these self-proclaimed gods, they act as if everything belongs to them. And they use fear to gain our followers. Absolutely disgusting. No, you do not have to bow to us. You do not have to chant our names in prayer. You don't have to do any of that. We do what we do because it is our purpose. We don't do what we do to be praised. No, I will not tell you what type of god I am. My purpose is my own. I do what I do because it must be done. If I am not there to tend to what I need to do, then everything falls apart structurally. Let me explain in simpler terms. Imagine a machine. If one gear of that machine stops working, everything else is affected. That is the same thing with us gods. We are given tasks to ensure that everything works properly and is well for everyone else, including you. And I'm fully aware that humans follow the same structure. You all have systems in place to ensure that everything runs smoothly. Do you see now? We are not different from you at all. We just have different methods, and ours tend to be a little fancier. To live a simple life, a life I would die for. You wouldn't understand. To deal with people who think they own the Earth every single day. It can drive a god mad. I can see why Hades doesn't like to interact with us. Majority of us are egotistical donkeys. I wouldn't want to work with them either. I might as well go down to the underworld. Just never speak to them again. However, for evident reasons, I cannot do that. Sadly. You. Why are you looking at me like that? Are you still scared of me? Well, don't be. If it makes you feel any better, I'm terrified of tarantulas. There. Even though I am labeled as a god, I am just as human. Since I've told you a lot of things, I might as well explain why I feel the way I do. For so many years, centuries even, humans have been praising gods for the bare minimum. And I feel as if that is not necessary. Just imagine if someone praised you for going to work. It would be quite ridiculous after a while. Don't you agree? So what I'm working towards is a world where humans and gods can live alike and not have to worry about praising one another. And I will debunk this now. No, we do not send you to a fiery pit if you do not praise us 24/7. I don't know which priest told you that, but make sure they get fired immediately. They're spreading false information and it disgusts me beyond belief. To think that a religious high rank would use the image of the gods for their own propaganda. I am tired of the lies. Enough talking on my end. What about you? You seem like a smart little one. What are your thoughts on the matter? I see. Interesting insight. I will tell you this now. Do you know why I'm called the Rebellious One? It is because I've gone against every ideology of the gods themselves. Some of them believe that they deserve the world for what they do. Evidently, from everything I've told you, I despise that mindset, and I always will. We do what we do to keep everything in order, not to be placed in history books and given gifts every month. So when I saw you come into my temple, bowing to me, I felt upset. Usually I would just allow them to continue on with their ritual. But for you, for some odd reason, I felt like you needed to know the truth. Why, yes, this is the first time I've come out to a human in many years. Centuries, even. I had hoped that you all would realize the truth eventually, but you never did. And I saw something in you. Saw something particular. Saw something that we share both in common. We are both quite rebellious when it comes down to the ideologies that we're held to every single day. I can see that in you. So in a way, we are the same. I was never the one to believe in fate, but I do believe it has brought us together. The wind, it is calling me. No. It means that one of us is upset, and they want to have a meeting with everyone else. Think of it as a business call. Now, you need to head off back home. Your people are going to be worried about you. No, I'll be just fine. Don't you worry. I am a god, after all. I hated that more than anything, but you get what I mean. Go on. Here, take this. It's my amulet. If you ever need help or just a conversation, then use that. If I am available, then I'll be there. Well, I would definitely like to converse with you once again. You seem knowledgeable, and I like that about you. Till then.